Hello, and welcome to the Equine Physio and Rehabilitation Podcast. My name is Dr. Gillian Tabor. I'm a chartered physiotherapist, and I specialise in the treatment and rehabilitation of horses. So this podcast is a third and a fourth part series about the FIT principles of training. So these are translated from human sports performance and preparation, but they work really, really well when we think about rehabilitation and training of our horses. So if you haven't listened to the previous two, please go back and listen to the frequency and the intensity podcast. So in this one, I'm going to talk about the time, which fits into the FIT principles. So actually, it's not time, it's duration that I'm going to talk about. And this is a question that I get asked quite a lot when I help my clients set up their rehab program. How long should I work my horse for? Well, how long? The answer is it depends. So it depends on your horse's training history. It depends on what they are allowed to do. You know, are they under any restrictions from a veterinary point of view? But also it depends on what your goals are and what your plans are with the horse. So in principle, if there are no restrictions, I am quite happy for your horse to walk a lot. If you're going to go out for a walk hack or you're walking in an arena, there is really no time limit from a physiological point of view that I think that your horse should be under. In fact, it's probably you that's going to want to stop before your horses. Because we have to remember that the horses have evolved to move, and in the wild, they would cover many, many kilometres in a day. But if your horse is undergoing rehabilitation, then your time might be restricted. It might be that you are only allowed to walk your horse for 10 minutes in a day, in which case I would generally advise that that's broken down into short sessions. So I would prefer 2 5-minute sessions and 1 10-minute session, even though the duration is the same. Just means that your horse has got out of the stable twice in a day rather than just once for a longer session. But the time that you are then allowed to do in progression will be a small percentage increase for each of the blocks that you're allowed out of the stable. And for a rehabilitation point of view, that's because you are loading the horse a little bit more each time. And even 10 minutes out of the box is a lot more than standing in the box, especially if a horse has had long durations where they've not been allowed out. So though that would be where, you know, time is restricted, and for very good reasons. If you've got a leg injury, then the number of steps that you do in 5 minutes equate to the number of loading cycles through perhaps that tendon or ligament that's been damaged. And therefore we need to be sort of progressively increasing that, not going from nothing to, you know, half an hour at a time. But in terms of FIT horses, the duration should be to the point that we have reached that grey area on the edge of our comfort zone of training. So we are edging into progressive overload, especially if we want to see musculoskeletal adaptation and progression towards an end goal. So how do you know when you've got to that point? Well, I spoke about that in the intensity episode of this series. And really, it's when the horse is showing signs of fatigue. They may be quite subtle to start with, but if we miss those, the horse is then going to give us some very, very obvious signs of discomfort in terms of behaviours shown. So another thing that we need to think about is monitoring the amount of time and recording that. So you could record the total time of your exercise, or you could break that down if you have got a bit of kit that's measuring it for you. But the time that you spent walking or trotting or cantering, that would be something that you could record. You could get quite geeky and put that on an Excel spreadsheet. But one of the suggestions that I have is that you actually make a measure of the duration of your exercise and the intensity on a scale of 1 to 10, that you decide how hard did your horse work for, you know, in total for that session. So say they worked at a level 6 out of 10 and they worked for 30 minutes. So that would be a number 180. So that would be level, so 6 out of 10 times 30. So 6 times 30, hopefully I get my maths right, here is 180. And then I would record that in my diary, because the next day, what about if I worked them at a level of 4, but I only worked them for, let's say 20 minutes. So 4 lots of 20 minutes is 120. So I've actually now got a nice marker of the intensity and the duration that I can track each time that I go out. So that's not science-based. It is something that I did in a small little research project, but we didn't write it up and publish the full paper. But it was something that did accurately reflect the intensity of the horse when we looked at their heart rate and how they worked for the same session. So simply, the duration is the length of your training session, but can be broken down into the elements of time spent, walk, trot, and canter. I think it's quite useful to do. I think it is something that is not done often enough. And especially if you are showing your professional that's working with your horse, so your vet or your physio, for instance, it's really, really nice if my client can actually demonstrate what they've done with their horse in the time in between that I've seen them. I really think it is just a simple way of keeping track of what you're doing with your horse. It also helps to know how you need to progress them, what you're going to do. Are you going to increase the duration, or are you going to increase the intensity? And one of the things that I say is that we shouldn't increase both at the same time. So pick either the intensity or the duration to change, and then keep that level for a short period of time, as in a few days, or if you are working on rehab, perhaps that would be a few weeks, before you then increase the other variables such as time or intensity. Just make sure that then you're not overloading the system of your horse, so the musculoskeletal system, and then putting them at a risk of injury, or perhaps not recovery from whatever you're rehabilitating them from. So it's nice and simple for the first T of our FIT principles to think about the time or the duration of our training and making sure that we are recording it, so we can look back at it and see how hard we're working our horse, and that will help with our future planning. So if you're not already, please follow me on social media. My Instagram and Facebook handle is at Dr. Gillian Tabor Physio, or you can join my courses online at gilliantaborphysio.thinkific.com. So thank you very much for your time today, and hopefully I'll speak to you again in the next podcast, which will be on the type of training, so the last T of our FIT principles.